So this is a poem spoken from Pandarus' point of view. In my version of the story, Pandarus is a car mechanic. So this is after Crusade has left and Troilus is moping. Pandarus. Slattern day, crumb day, Troilus gotten slow as a story I have to read aloud to the end of, like war's unhappy hover, fat water stain, yep, still there on the ceiling. He calls from bed to tell me the dog brought home another owl carcass. Enormous eye pits, he says. Hey, I tell him, let's take a drive to that bar on County X. Sky cleaving in our wake, clouds wrecked in the treetops. May, he says, is a ruby in a casket. He'd rather park at Crusade's empty house, her disconsolate palace. Troilus, I want to tell him, that girl's mind is not so grass dazzling, but I know the feeling, a griefly should, like yes, there's no good news coming. So for him, I go humming my red bird song. This is Crusade's point of view. All these poems are after her departure. I didn't know who I was, we say. Didn't know what I wanted. I knew. It was winter in me, and the road taken from the cornfields, and the crow king of us. Then I was bemused, was loved. It made me cruel a little. I dreamed of flower girls painted in suet and birdseed, and the bows on their shoes tied nothing in. There's a happiness so hard you pray to be ripped from it, to be dropped anywhere, there maybe. Snow pulls to the ground and you are sleeping. Tires shush the street. The wind tastes of pennies. What I was, what I wanted. The way a sparrow hawk unthreading a lark on a marble floor is, those pictures made me beautiful. Troilus's poem refers to a past memory of watching a boy painting something on the walls of an abandoned house. And this is a poem that comes pretty near to when he is going to die of an overdose. Troilus. I watched him paint all he could draw, waves and fish and gulls, on the walls of an abandoned beach house, with a stick tipped in ash, the points of his spine shining in his smooth back, black hair fanning his olive neck. I didn't know why I wanted to be him and was not. A commonplace, memory as X, as wind at the door again. Another, to make of the mind a wolfishness, snarl of if, only if. For solace, I've been reading taxonomy. In the history of animals, for example, Aristotle says straight eyebrows signal a soft disposition. He doesn't mention joined. That hers were suggests, Pandarus says, a lack of discretion. I told him it's rehearsal. 8 pills, each to its own thimble. 8 half-full tumblers of vodka, casting wavery halos down the kitchen table like the sun-struck rungs of the ladder off the pier. When I hit the silt carpet, I mean to kick hard, to clear the roof. By then, I want everything familiar as epitaph. The wind and the water lights and the little girl who soldiers down the street each morning at 10, arms swinging, hands rigid. Today, she's a brave messenger in a green skirt and a bike helmet. We were beautiful. Our heads were glass.